The Volumes of Truth. Volume 3. Follow Me. November 12, 2006. From Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord, your teacher. God is just in everything. And if the Father's justice is not partial, then it shall surely come to pass in these latter days, that those who have placed themselves first, shall be last. And those who were seen as last, shall be first partakers of the glory. For what shall I do? And what shall I say? To all these who call of themselves Christian. To a people who invoke my word in Scripture, yet in that selfsame hour, disobey it? Shall I reward the arrogant for their disobedience, and the prideful for their pomp? Shall any who teaches doctrine, the commandments of men, escape the day of the Lord? For of my servants, I require meekness and fear, rightly dividing the word of truth, unto the edification of the people. Not in justification of themselves, by themselves, to their own glory. Therefore thus says the Lord, to all those who call of themselves Christian. Do you really know me? Have you truly received of me? And if you have received of me, how is it you do not abide in me? Where is the fruit of my spirit, which you say lives in you? I tell you the truth. I have not seen it. And of my gifts, what have you done with them? My lost sheep. Where have you laid them? They lie next to your faith, which has also been misplaced. Indeed, many of you have asked of me forgiveness, and I have washed you in my own blood. Are you not then married to me? How is it then that you still play the harlot? Returning to those things which are not lawful, taking pleasure in those things I hate. Thus, as it is written, I will surely correct and discipline all those I love. For I do not change. Therefore, I have called forth the watchmen, my prophets, of whom you shall know by their fruits, and by their sword. The fruits of which the devil cannot duplicate. Imitate. Yes. Duplicate. No. Therefore, woe to those who do not embrace their words, and ignore their correction. For it would have been better for you, if you had never met them, nor heard them, and remained in ignorance. Yet you have heard them. Thus, you are bound by their words, a cord which cannot be cut. Therefore, woe to all those who come against them, for you have lifted up your heel against me, says the Lord. Indeed, all who stone them in word or by deed shall not be gathered, nor shall they escape. For I shall leave them in the midst of the fire, left unto refinement, in the great and terrible day of the Lord. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Therefore, listen closely and take my words to heart, all you who call of yourselves Christian. I ask you, do you really love me? Then follow me. Beloved ones, listen closely and take my words to heart, all you who call of yourselves Christian. Do you really love me? Then obey my word. Follow me. Beloved, listen closely and take my words to heart, all you who call of yourselves Christian. Do you really love me? Then heed my voice and come out. Follow me.